Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley. In case you missed the first part, don't worry. You can always access the podcast at KXORadio.com. And click on the Let's Talk About It.
We're going to just recap the entire first part.
Yeah. Don't worry about it, okay?
No worries. And I know you're like sitting there and you're like, you know what? I'd love to throw these guys an email. I've got an idea for another show. Wellness Radio, no spaces, at co.imperial.ca.us. And you can get that on the ads. You can get that at KXO. It's got it on their website. And you can get that, certainly, if you County of Imperial, you can get the back end of that email address. So it's wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. If you ever want to email us, then it bounces up into all of our email accounts. So, and then we draw straws to see who
answers it.
Right, exactly. So we are continuing on our tour of youth and young adult clinics, and we're talking today about our anxiety and depression evidence-based therapies. We are joined by our guest, Andrea Platero. She is a professional clinical counselor intern.
That is correct.
And and in 1,000 hours, she's going to take her second test, because she's going to take her first test pretty soon. Here's two tests, right?
Yes. The first one is law and ethics, and the second one, the vignette, the moment of truth.
Nice. And presumably pass those, because we prepare our people and they prepare themselves. And,
and all you do a lot of work for this. And then all the experience you've been doing, you'll do fine.
And then you will be a licensed professional clinical counselor.
That is correct.
Nice.
That's my goal.
LPCC.
Yeah.
So back to the anxiety and depression clinic. So you talked a little bit about the kind of suffering, about the kind of some of the symptoms, perhaps.
Population.
Okay, describing what type of population comes in.
Mm-hmm. Well, usually we have a high Caucasian, Hispanics, African Americans, Asian, like a big diverse amount of different populations.
Just like us in the Imperial County.
Yes. And and one of the things is that they're
Well, okay, let me frame it this way. So you've got people with mental health disorders, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not all of them go to the anxiety and depression clinic. Some of them go somewhere else. How do you decide who goes where?
What do you mean, Scott?
Well, you've got a 15-year-old,
mm-hmm.
and they've got mental health something. Maybe they're hearing voices. Maybe they're seeing things. That person.
Oh, okay. So you're talking about mental when they're more extreme, more high risk, so to speak, and they're more psychotic disorders. Whereas if they're seeing things, hearing voices,
yeah.
or when that those diagnoses would fall under maybe bipolar, schizophrenic, they would be falling under a lot of dual diagnosis, co-occurring substance abuse, a lot of high-risk behaviors where they're coming in and out of crisis unit, and we just can't seem to stabilize them.
And those people would go to the full-service partnership clinic,
yes,
right?
Yes, and that's also for ages 14 to 25, I believe.
Now, you sort this out, whether this 14-year-old even has a mental health problem or a 25-year-old, and then how severe it is, and then you make the determinations on which clinic they end up staying in.
Correct. And you know what? There's a lot of benefits to our full partnership program. A lot of the benefits is now we can offer transportation. So if their parents can't bring them to appointments, or if they can't, if they're not showing up, we can provide that transportation, and we can provide them linkage to community resources. And one of the things that we do, we have classes for Tai Chi. We have Drum Circle, which is more of a meditation stress management unit, as well as Tai Chi. We also are incorporated with we have linkage to Fitness Oasis here, where they can provide gym. They teach them circuit training and everything like that they provide. They can use the weight system there. Let's see, what else do we have? Equine therapy, which is huge. We pick them up. We take them to the stables. Clients love it. a lot of it, and even some of adults who have said they've done it when they were youth and they're still involved in our program. So that was the best experience that they've ever had. And then they get excited when I tell them, well, actually, we can do it all over again if you'd like, you know. And mm-hmm. they get really, really excited. I get that a lot.
Yeah, under mm-hmm. the Full Service Partnership, that's under the MHSA, the Mental Health Services Act, and it's like incorporates a whatever it takes mm-hmm. movement. You know, whatever it takes for this individual to be self-reliant, independent, and getting them back into the community.
Mm-hmm. So, and GED classes, mm-hmm. you know, getting we do that a lot, especially when I work at a Varbali clinic. I'm a firm believer. I push that, and I'm so one of my clients. She's my pride and joy right now. She's actually I got her. You know, it took 10 sessions, but now she's like really starting to be energetic, finding that motivation, and she's knocking things out left and right. Just finished her GED, and that was one thing that she lacked confidence in. She's kind of thought, what's the point? She's getting back out there. She wasn't, you know, she was on probation, but now she did her community service hours. She's compliant with anger management, and she's doing remarkably, and I'm just so proud of her.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.